I will admit, there were moments when I went, oh, guilty.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. And there were moments when I was, you know, like quite chuffed about the whole thing. It's like, ah, that would never be a problem with me.
Yeah, you know what? And all women have their different things. Like, I don't care personally if a guy leaves his dishes out. To me, that's not a big deal. But to me, not being on time is a really big deal. If I ask you a question like, how is your day, and you just grunt back at me, that's a big deal. So every woman has their different, like, what pisses them off about guys. And in this book, there's, I don't know, at least 50 incidences that affect women.
Let's talk about the format of the book, because that's one of the joys of it, actually, because you're running this from your own experience, and your girlfriends and friends and, you know, anybody whose brain I mentioned you could pick. But then you there's sort of, there's your opinion, then there's little guest paragraphs. Okay. And tell me who they are. Work me through them.
I will. Okay, so in my book, there's me and my girlfriends who I interview throughout, but I have my esthetician, because all women know they open up to their estheticians while they're getting their nails done or whatever. They're like hairdressers, right? We just open up to them. So they hear a million stories. So my esthetician, Helena, has guest appearances throughout the book about situations, about clueless guys. And then I have Freud, who is my therapist, who I see sometimes. Sometimes more than others, depending on how it's going in my life. But he has a guest appearance. And it's funny because every time I saw him, he charged me. But I would ask him questions about, well, what should couples do in this situation? So this book is worth like $5,000. So he was a big guest appearance. And then I have Grade A Husband. And the Grade A Husband is actually made up of three men who are married to friends who are amazing. Like, there's nothing wrong with them. I know a lot of women, and I have a lot of girlfriends, and most of whom are married. And I can tell you, there's only three out of maybe, let's say, 20 that are really, really good husbands. Like, just, they get it. They're not pushovers. They're just good husbands. And then I also went back to my ex-boyfriends to ask them what they were thinking during certain situations. Like, why didn't you compliment me? Just explain it to me. Or, you know, remember when we got in that fight and I asked you to send me an email and you just didn't? Like, what was going through your mind? So I really did get into the minds of guys in all different ways.
There were a couple times when you would hang up on your ex-boyfriends when they would give you an answer that you didn't like, which I thought was pretty funny.
Well, it was hilarious. When I called them, they were all like, you know, I keep up pretty good relationships with most of my exes. Not that I like call them every day or anything, but
whatever the restraining order allows.
Right, and while I was writing this book, I was like on and off again with a guy. So, you know, I was talking. And yeah, they just rant. And what was one of the funniest ones? Let me think. Oh yeah, when a woman asks their guy, what did you do last night? You know, we really aren't interrogating you. I'm now 37. I don't need to be an interrogator. I don't get jealous. I really don't care. Just tell me what you did. Like, I'm making conversations with you, trying to. But this one guy, he'd just be like, I went out. Okay, where? To a bar. With who? Friends. Like, it turned me into an interrogator. And so I asked him, I'm like, why wouldn't you just answer, like, just one sentence. I went out with Bob and Jim to the Fox and Firkin, and we drank, and then I came home. Like, whatever. Just answer the question. He was like, you know, for us guys, it's over. Once the night is over, it's over. That's it. It's over. And another, oh God, this ex-boyfriend, why didn't you ever compliment me? I asked him that. He's like, once you start complimenting, then it's never ending. It's like, dude, goodbye. Like, it's like, what do I have to say to that?
There are moments in here where I went, Rebecca, can you see that there's a little...
I learned so much about myself during this process, just talking to all these women. And literally, I would call a girlfriend who worked at an office. I would say, bring all your girlfriends for lunch. I'll treat them all to lunch. And we would all just rant. And when I heard some of their rants about their husbands, I was like, I did feel bad for men. I was like, okay, sometimes we are overly harsh. And I learned, I mean, there are tactics and tips in this book to get out of your clueless guy what you want, so, which that without being a naggy, am I allowed to swear or no?
Yeah, go for it.
Bitch. Yeah, I learned that I was a real bitch sometimes, and I didn't go about it the right way. So I learned a ton about how I could have improved myself. And women will too. That, you know, like, this isn't like I hate men. These are all the things men do wrong. It's women are clueless too.
It's very practical, but it's very funny. You're a very funny woman, and there are a lot of laughs and some really uncomfortable truths in here for both sexes, I think.
Yeah, and I say, you know, the cover is pink, and if I had known earlier, I would have made it a little more gender neutral, because I think guys should read this, definitely, just to know what we're thinking, like why we act the way we do. But girls can buy it for their husbands and fold down the pages that they think are super important. So I'm actually maybe helping people. You might get in a fight first, but then you'll thank me because your relationship will be better.
The book is How to Raise a Boyfriend, the definitive manual for educating your man or any other clueless guy in your life. I've been speaking with the author, Rebecca Eckler, and How to Raise a Boyfriend is published by Doubleday Canada.